Und Mama. Hey guys.
Hey, hey, shout out Becky.
Bye Becky. I'm Becky. Becky.
I'm Becky. I'm also, I'm oh. I am too Becky.
Okay, sure. So
we're talking about, tell them what we're talking about, Becky.
Okay, so Becky, today we're going to be talking about our childhood.
Yeah, because childhood we have stories. Had 15 years of those.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Most people just go up until, like, 6.
Yeah. Or, no. Like, you know, they start at, like, second grade, you know.
Yeah.
No, we go way back.
Yeah, way back.
Way back.
Yeah.
We got some funny ones, you know.
Yeah, we got some pretty interesting ones. I think we need to start out with a bang.
Trampoline.
So, Becky had this.
Also,
yeah,
it's almost 2 a.m.
Oh yeah, Becky over here is like real tired, but we were like, work has gotta work.
First, you know, our fans.
Yeah,
they come before everything.
Exactly.
Sleep, nothing can hold us back.
We're drinking coffee right now. That's how dedicated
coffee
we are.
Coffee at 2 a.m.
Exactly.
1:48.
It's still 1:48. Okay. Anyway, first story. So, like, but he had this big trampoline, and we were like,
I mean, it was in my backyard. Yeah. I had a big backyard, big fat trampoline. Big fat one.
Yeah. And so we were like, let's build a house under it.
You know, we thought it was a really good idea. We could play a little house, you know, during the day. You know, you were over after like school.
Yeah, I came over Saturday. Every day.
Like literally every day. So we were like, hey, we usually play in my playroom upstairs. Mm-hmm. But no, that's not going to cut it today.
That's lame.
So go into the
backyard.
Yeah, the trampoline. I don't know why we were not on top of the trampoline.
Yeah, but we were under it. No, we were under it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were like, what, 6? We were young, like 4 or 5.
No, we were not 4. We knew how to.
Okay, then what were we?
We were like, girl, be real. We was like,
okay,
it was like 7 or 8.
I think it's 6 or 7. Seven.
No,
we'll just say 7.
We was like 7.
Okay, we was like 7.
Okay, we was like 7.
And like, everything happens when we're 7.
Oh, yeah.
So like, you know, we're smart, we're logical. Every house has a toilet.
Oh, yeah.
And so we put a toilet down there. It was like that, it was a red bucket.
Yeah,
that
it was
you
a
use
wagon.
For, like, blocks.
Yeah, it was like a block wagon. You were supposed to have, like, big Legos in
there. Yeah. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, but we, you know, we didn't mess with
it was our
Legos
toilet.
Anymore.
Yeah,
so we just had...
It was our toilet.
Yeah, and we were like, oh, this would be perfect because we can, like, wheel it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, wheel it out to the woods.
Yeah, and, like, you know, most people are like, oh, this is my toilet, but, like, don't use it.
Yeah.
We used it.
Oh, no, yeah.
It was a real toilet.
We were really serious about this.
It was very serious. Like, we had a roll of toilet paper out there.
Uh-huh.
And we just, like, used it. And
we had some Febreze.
Yeah, we did. And so, like, of course, just perfect timing, right after we built this beautiful house, we had to poop.
We had to take a dump,
we
you know?
We had to
take
that circle. Both of us.
Take that
so
one.
we just did it.
And we were just like...
I forgot. Did our sisters, like, catch us or something?
Okay, listen.
I don't remember that part.
You know, we were just playing. My mama, she, you know, she'd look out there every now and then, you know, make sure we weren't, like, dead. Because, you know, a lot of times we'd be, like,
we might have
about
been.
To die.
Yeah.
You know. She'd check out there, and we squatting over the wagon on the trampoline. And she, like, Abby, get the camcorder out. They video us pooping onto the trampoline in a red wagon.
And weren't we both naked?
Yup.
I don't know why.
Butt naked. And then we wheeled it out to the woods and dumped it and sprayed Febreze on it.
I don't know why we had to be butt naked to poop.
I don't either.
I'm going to do that from now on. Like, take all my clothes off just to sit on the
naked.
Toilet. And so, like, then they bring us inside, also video recording us.
And we didn't know they knew.
No, so we didn't. But we were still butt naked.
Yo, no.
I mean, we were really, like, both of our families are close. We're close to our big sisters. So, like, we just walk inside butt naked, and they're like,
oh. We were like, what's up, family?
Yeah, like, for real. How's it
and
going?
And they were like, so, guys. And we were like, hey, why you got that camcorder out? What's that doing out? And they were like, oh, so, like, they started interviewing us.
Yeah, like interrogating.
Like, what were you doing? What were you playing? Why were you? And we were like, whoa. Whoa.
That's a little too much.
Calm down there.
Yeah, for real.
You know?
Kind of scaring me. and we were like just pooping. I mean, that's what you do.
We just pooped in the trip.
We were so smart. We're playing house. Yeah. Houses have toilets. You poop in toilets. We pooped in the toilet.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. A lot of kids don't poop in the toilets. They're just like, oh, that's my toilet.
Yeah.
Like, you don't poop in it. But
yeah.
Talking about fake toilets. Yeah. Like, that doesn't make sense to us. Like, if there's a toilet.
Wait, do other kids have fake houses? Like, do they even put toilets in their fake house? You know what? I don't even know.
You know, that's...
I mean, we don't put toilets in our Minecraft house.
Our manager's saying no.
Yeah. We don't put toilets in our Minecraft house.
I mean, I have a couple times.
Yes.
Oh, you know, a nice, like, trap door.
Yeah, and, like, a hole in the ground with some water.
Lava?
You poop in the lava?
You know, it's gonna burn. Yeah.
True, yeah. That'd be nasty.
I mean, you can eat some water, too. You know, like, why don't you eat some tacos?
Yeah. Or some pork,
mm-hmm.
you know, that chicken.
Pork. Oh yeah, especially you got some spices on it.
Yeah, you know I'm talking about Minecraft, right?
Oh
yeah.
Oh yeah. That beetroot.
Yeah, the nice beetroot. I still don't know how to say that. Is it beetroot? Yeah. Is it beetroot? Is it beetroot?
No one cares.
Yeah,
because
for real.
It sucks.
Beetroot only gives you one. It gives you
like
half
have
of
a
one.
Heart. Yeah,
for real. Like who gives a poop?
Yeah, no,
not me. But yeah, and we have many other stories while naked.
Oh yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah,
we spent a lot of our childhood
naked,
butt naked.
Yeah, and like we used to like being spies, you know, because like, yeah, spies. So
yeah, like
we had like cameras and everything, and like binoculars.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
yeah. We had.
Oh,
those.
I had two pairs of binoculars.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh yeah.
And so like Becky, like Becky.
It came out my nose. Oh, Becky!
Girl, you good? You
good? I'm good.
Keep snucking, keep sniffing. Okay. Girl,
I'm good.
Cough it up, cough it up. Okay, good. Okay. Okay, be careful.
I'm good.
Yeah. Okay, what was that? Oh, yeah.
I'm just choking my coffee.
So, like, Becky has, like, a balcony, you know, like, in her old house. Like, you know, it was the living room and downstairs, and then you had an upstairs with, like, a balcony looking over the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And we would literally army crawl. Army crawl on our naked bellies.
We are butt naked. Butt naked.
No socks, no undies.
I mean, butt naked.
We were 7, we didn't even wear a bra.
Like, butt naked.
Yes. Becky, butt naked.
Becky, butt naked.
Butt naked.
Crawling on the floor.
With binoculars.
The floor with binoculars.
Staring at literally just like
if
our sisters.
If there was a basement, we'd be in the basement.
For real.
Butt naked.
Yeah. Like, and we legit were just trying to, like, spy on our sisters. Like, we weren't even doing anything productive.
Like, and our sisters were literally just sitting in their room.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, on
or, like, on the couch watching TV, and we'd be like,
oh, my God, they're watching Kim Possible.
That was a lit show, fam.
Uh-huh, it was.
Dude, that rat.
What?
The rat. You know the blonde kid?
There's a rat.
Yeah, like, the mole or something. She has, like, a blonde boy best friend, and he has, like, a rat.
Bro, I didn't even watch Impossible that much.
I kind of wanted to eat him.
My sister watch it.
You know, he
and
looked
so,
like a...
I watched it, she'd be like, stop, don't watch it. Oh. It's my thing. Oh, okay. So, you know, I was all about those backyard events, but...
For real, but I wanted to eat the... I wanted to eat the little rat on Kim Possible because he... No, he looked like a Hot Pocket.
Ooh, that's not normal.
No, he looked like a Hot Pocket. You know, like, he's small, and he just fit his hand.
Yeah, he was like, put some cheese on it.
Yeah.
Ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese. Those are the best.
I have some of those in my freezer right now.
Dang, I haven't bought Hot Pockets forever.
I almost had some for lunch the other day. My mom was like, no, that's too unhealthy. You better have some fruit. And I was like, what?
Okay, but, yeah, the backyard was bleh. Like, holy crap. Mm. Backyard against, and, what's it called? Oh, my God, the one with the hamster and the chicken and the turtle.
Oh, the, is the sailboat?
This is Furious. Oh my God, what's it called?
You know, I never knew if it. No, it's the little.
Oh my God.
Wait, I'm done.
Okay, this is Furious. But yeah, I still think SpongeBob.
The Wonder Pets.
The Wonder Pets. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I never knew if it said this is serious
uh-huh.
or the Cecilius. Okay, you know how. Let me explain.
Okay.
Okay, you know how they're right when the little, like, was it the turtle? No, yeah. It's the chicken.
The chicken says
it's yeah. The Cecilius.
Yeah.
Well, okay. He says that right when he, like, gets off a boat. Okay. Yeah. You know, when Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue in
1464.
And, you know, did he have a boat named the Cecilius?
I have no idea.
Okay, well,
our stupid school doesn't teach us about our own country. It teaches us about, like, Romans and Egyptians.
Named the Cecilius. And I thought it was, like, This Cecilius, y'all.
That's,
you know?
That is the Cecilius.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
Yeah, we just...
Like, for real? All-time best kids show, SpongeBob.
Oh,
or yeah, even, like, adult show.
Them. Yeah.
Like, I watched it last night. I was watching SpongeBob last night.
Same.
Bro, Nickelodeon app?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it can't get old.
It can't.
I mean, it generates the best memes. The best.
Yeah.
You know?
I like the meme going on right now. Where the girl's like, and she's like, me explaining my love for my cat, and it's like, my cat. I like that. You know what I'm talking
That's
about?
That's a good one. Yeah. Bringing a big fat circle.
Big fat circle.
Waist bad and narcissist, butt naked.
Butt naked.
Butt naked.
I don't, yeah. Okay, more childhood story.
Oh, potato.
And potato.
Oh, tell my potato. Gosh. This is, I just thought of another one.
Okay.
All right. Potato, though.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Potato.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know my playroom? My playroom was lit.
It was so lit. It had a
we
stage.
Had, oh, yes. We had a stage. We had a kitchen. We had a...
A nursery?
Barbie nursery. Dolls. We had stuffed animals. We had everything. Literally. Okay. We had a kitchen. I loved my kitchen.
Okay? Yeah.
I was a culinary expert.
I like the hot dog stand.
Yes.
The blow-up hot dog.
But we had food, you know?
Yeah.
And we had plastic food.
Yeah.
Specifically potatoes. You know, we had a few potatoes every now and then.
Yeah, just
food. And, you know, Gracie was over at my house one day, just like normal. And what?
My name is Becky.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Becky had a potato.
Becky had a potato. She was at my house, you know, just chilling. Jay chilling like normal. Yeah.
We were younger in this story. We were like 5 or 6.
Yeah, yeah. We were
young. It was like kindergarten.
You know, you didn't have any self-control.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We was Jay chilling, and for some reason, no one was at the house. So my older sister was like babysitting us.
Yeah. Basically.
She was just, you know, in the living room, mm-hmm. you know, chilling. We was upstairs, and for some reason, you got mad at me.
Yeah, I don't remember what for.
And, you know, I was not having it.
You so probably wouldn't, like, let me hold one of the baby dolls or something.
Yeah, big baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. You know.
Okay, finish the story.
Okay, sorry. And so, you know, I was not having it. I was like, I have to go above you. I have to go tell my sister so she can whoop your butt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I went downstairs, and I was like, Sissy, Gracie's being mean to me. Becky's being mean to me. And, like, I can't handle it. You gotta do something with her. This girl is wildin'.
Yeah,
like, get her out of here. Mm. Where even were you? Where's the setting?
I was upstairs watching from the balcony.
The balcony?
Yeah,
from the balcony?
I did.
Okay,
finish the story.
Okay, but I was like, Sissy, like, you gotta help me. Mm-hmm. Like, she's fighting with me. I don't know what to do. My sister was like, okay, I don't know what to do. And then, wasn't it, you was upstairs and you was watching this?
Yeah, I remember, I was standing at the balcony and you were like, Sissy, she's mad at me. And I was watching her like, this girl.
Not
as pissy, yeah, we ain't gonna turn these pisses on yet. I was like, this girl, she really ranting about me. So I was just watching.
She really doing this.
Hold
she
it.
She really going there.
I was holding a plastic potato.
You was you went in the playroom. You was like, what am I gonna grab? Not a baby doll. No. Not a broom.
Potato.
Not nothing. I'm gonna grab this potato. I'm gonna grab this potato.
This plastic potato.
And that's what you did.
And I threw it. Potato. I threw it at Kinsey.
You went.
I was like, I was standing from the balcony. She was in the room. I was like, this girl talking crap about me. So. I threw it at her.
Threw it at me.
It hit her.
At me. And it hit me.
Yeah, it hit you.
From the balcony, because you was mad.
Yeah. And your big sister was like, Gracie, why'd you do drugs? Girl, who is this girl? She was like, Becky, why did you throw that at Maggie. And I was like, because I was mad at her. I remember saying that. Yeah. I was like, because I was mad at her.
And I was like, oh my God.
You were like, ah, Maggie.
Me. What are you doing?
Yeah. And then we like made up. Like, yeah. I forgot. I don't
and
know.
She was so mad at you. She was like, this girl gotta go. And I'm like, oh, like, I don't know what to do with her. She just threw a potato at me. But then you was like, Peggy.
My bad.
Mabby.
Yeah. And you was like, okay, let's go play
chill,
babies.
Chill, whatever. Yeah. But you just can't have big babies.
Yeah. I don't think I ever even held big baby.
No, you didn't.
Maybe like handy.
For all y'all that don't know.
Yeah. Big baby was Kenzie's baby.
Oh, yeah. She was a baby doll. I got her at Walmart in Rincon. My mom bought me for her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was my baby doll.
Yeah.
I don't care. No, she was mine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who said it. She was mine. You know?
And
we had a lot of fights.
Yeah.
About
I was
that,
a horrible know? Friend when I was little.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a decent friend now, but like. Okay, Becky. Okay, she knows it. But like,
Debatable.
I was kind of mean when I was little. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Like, I liked Becky. Like, it's not like I didn't like her, you know? But like, mm-hmm. Okay, girl. Shut up, Becky.
Uh-huh. And I was just being a princess. I didn't do nothing wrong, ever. You know?
And so, we were at one of our sister's volleyball games, and there was this door that, like, could go all the way to the wall and then lock. And
it had, like, it was like a doorstop.
Doorstop, yeah.
Yeah.
And this girl, Becky, like, got behind it.
Me.
Like, yeah, her. Yeah. And was like, hey, let's see if it'll close, like, how far it'll close on me. And so, you know, we leaned all the way back on her, and I put the doorstop down.
Uh-huh.
And we tried to get the doorstop unlocked so she could get out, and it didn't. Like,
mm-hmm.
The doorstop just wouldn't come undone. So, like, mm-hmm. She was kind of stuck behind the door.
And I was, like, I was sitting there. I was, like, Becky, I can't get out. Like, yeah. This is tight. Like, I can't breathe. Like, help me. Like, get out. And you know what she did? She went, okay. And then she walked away from the door. I was like, Becky, come back. Becky, come back. And she was like, yeah, I'm gonna give you some help. Okay, Becky, stay there. And I was like, Becky, don't leave. You know what she did? She walked away from the door, out of the hallway,
mm-hmm.
into the stadium, or the like little thing, the gym, around to the bleachers, up the bleachers, by her mama, and sat down. She got out her mama's phone and started playing Minecraft. Okay? And I was in the door. I had no one around me. And I was like, Becky, where you at?
I was afraid I was going to get in trouble for shutting it on you.
And you just let me to die.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Was going to die.
It's in the past. Okay, I had a problem.
And my mama was like, Becky, hey, where's Becky? And she was like, I probably need to go find my daughter, Becky. And she went about the door, and I was like, Mama, Mama, where's Becky? Mama, help me. And she helped me.
Oh, goodness.
And I went back in that stadium, and I was like, and I got on Minecraft. I didn't even join her server, you know? I was like, nope.
Do you remember that one time we ran our sister's volleyball tournament? And I was on Minecraft on my
Nationals.
Mama's phone. Yeah, and I was on my mama's phone on Minecraft, and we saw this boy was on.
I was on
it
my
was,
tablet.
Yeah.
Because the stadium, or like the, you know, tournament, it
all has
they
the same
had Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Yeah, so we are all on the same
yeah,
Wi-Fi.
And it was like, join friends, and it was like, this random dude, and I was like, I'm gonna join him. And he had
and
this,
I got on too.
Yeah. And he had this diamond brick house. You remember that?
Oh my God.
You know what we did?
Everything was diamond.
He was dumb. He put it on creative, so you know what we did?
Yeah.
Burned it.
We got that lava. We threw it everywhere.
We threw it everywhere. On the diamond
and
house.
And he went coming for us. He had that
yeah.
diamond sword.
Yeah. And
diamond
we,
armor.
Yeah.
And
We dug down. Into the ground.
He didn't touch us.
Nope. He couldn't find us.
He didn't touch us.
Even our server name was invisible.
Nope.
It was crazy.
Yep. Oops. We went down. Oh, Becky.
It's okay. It's just one.
Okay.
I kind of ripped our rug. It's okay.
It's I.
But, yeah, we had a pretty interesting mm-hmm. childhood.
Yeah, we had some dramatic stories, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty crazy. We were lit.
Pretty crazy.
All right.
Becky, what was the one you remembered? Remember, you were like, oh, I remember one.
Oh. We haven't told this one in a long time.
Really?
You remember the one where, like, it was super dramatic? Now, I still don't know if this actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's debatable. This could have been a dream. Mm-hmm. But we told this to everyone.
Where we met. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell it.
ECS.
ECS.
The big home.
Home.
Big part of our childhood.
Yeah.
Our starting school. Pre-K, our forever school.
Pre-K to third grade.
It's in our heart.
It's in our heart. It's the best school ever.
Have whatever.
Yeah.
No room for her.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't know. Again, I don't know where the story came from.
See, we think it's a dream, but both me and you remember it.
Yeah.
That would be weird if we both had the same dream.
The thing is that we were friends before this.
We were. So
I don't know if it was a time when we were, like, fighting.
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe like, it was, what? Like, here. Let's just tell a story.
Okay.
So, like, we were in pre-K, like,
yeah,
real young.
Yeah, it was pre-K.
And it was pre-K. The first day of school.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my mom worked at ECS. Yes, I was kind of I was a popular kid, you know. Everyone's like, dang, her mom works here. She gets a McDonald's for lunch every day, you know. So I was like, that's right. And so at lunch or recess or whatever, everyone was crying around me. Everyone.
I mean, all the girls were like, Gracie, play with me.
They were like, Becky, play with me. Hey. I want you to play with me. Even the boys. Even Gatlin.
Yeah,
and
okay,
like Luke.
Okay, okay.
Okay, sorry. Whatever. And so, like, they were like, Gracie.
Becky.
Becky, don't play with us. And so, like, and then through the crowd, I saw this
one girl. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I was in the back, you know. I was in the back of the crowd. It was recess.
Yeah.
Or it was lunch. I don't even remember.
We were in the field.
Yeah. Everyone was crowding around her, and I was in the back. I was like, you know, she's my best friend.
But what's going on? She's not with me, you know?
She's
like,
I'm not the one. I'm back here, and she's up there, you know?
So I looked at the crowd, and I looked at her, and I said.
And she picked.
I said, I want to play with you.
Becky. She chose Becky.
Exactly. But that's what I'm confused about, because we were besties before this.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe I'll then, like, oh, I want to play with them. And I was like, what are y'all talking about? She's my bestie. I'm dumb. I'm going to play with you, not that her, not y'all broke.
Mm-hmm.
Broke people. I ain't saying she a gold digger. She ain't with no broke.
Broke.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, that was like a light. It was.
Like, I walked through the crowd. We went off to the berry bushes. We went over to the poisonous berry bushes. Mm-hmm. We went over to play over there.
And everyone was like,
Who is she? Like, what is she doing?
And that's
our friend.
For real.
Yeah.
And, like, remember those berries? We'd put it in, like, a tree branch and, like, smush them?
Yes, we would.
And it'd be, like,
they had,
food.
Like, little stump, little, like,
yeah, and the stump was, like, perfectly. It was, like, it was, like, a bowl.
And then we'd find sticks that were thick.
And we would, and we'd feed them to Joshua Bolton.
Oh, yeah.
He was, like, our god.
About that.
We actually hated him, but he was, like, if y'all work for me.
Yeah, he employed us.
Yeah.
We were his redheads.
Red chicks. Red
I don't
chicks.
Remember.
It was red something. Neither of us are a redhead.
Yeah. And we were like, okay,
we were like, whatever.
But he was saying he was going to pay us.
Yeah.
I remember getting home that day, and he was like, I'm going to call y'all.
Yeah.
And so I remember waiting for his call. He picked me up, and he was like, how much you want? And I was like, I need.
Bruh. I was a part of this.
Oh, yes, you were.
I don't remember.
Yes, you were.
He didn't call me.
Girl, yes, he did. I know that he called you right after. Maybe he didn't. Maybe there was something going on there.
Yeah, maybe he just talked to me after school and I don't remember.
Because I remember going out to my front porch and being like, Mom, I gotta go.
I'm expecting a business call.
Yeah, I gotta go. You know.
Yeah, I'm smushing berries for this
right
dude.
There where we put the cheese squeeze.
That's another story.
That's another story.
Yeah.
But I was out there and I was like, yeah, I mean, I need the big bush. You know, I gotta get a new Minecraft server.
For real. Mm-hmm.
Big butts, yeah,
that's
pretty
crazy. But the cheese squeeze,
ooh,
so like,
man.
You know, cheese squeeze, it's like cheese in a can and it's like you like squirt it out, kind of like icing, but
yeah.
It's cheese.
You know, we used to put them on wheat thins,
straight up in our mouth, like whipped cream, cheese for days,
yes.
And yeah, and so
we get
like,
them at the Walmart. Mm-hmm. We can get them.
I saw them at the Walmart the other day. It was on the top shelf.
Girl,
I was like, wow. Girl.
They used to be on the bottom.
For real.
So we would just grab them, throw them in the car.
They're probably giving kids diabetes, so they put them on the top shelf.
Look how we are now. We found.
We found. Okay. But like, anyways, did we put it on mail, or was it like something we made and then put it in the mail?
we was in the front porch, you know. We was kind of bored. We was just sitting out there, you know, putting some cheese squeeze on some wheat thins, just like having a good old time. Yeah. And then all of a sudden we was like, you know what would be funny? We should put the cheese squeeze everywhere. We went straight to the mailbox. We just squeezed the cheese squeeze all over the mailbox. All over. And the inside and the outside, there was mail in there. We put it in the mail. It was probably my mom's like bank statements or something. I don't care.
And you know what we did? Do you remember we put the red thing up so the mailman would think there was mail in there, so he'd open it and do the cheese squeeze.
We thought it was gonna be so funny. Yeah. He's gonna put his hand in there and figure out it was gonna be cheese squeeze. It was gonna melt in the heat.
Oh, I miss cheese squeeze.
I know. We put it in the yard, put it on the driveway, put it under the rocking chair, on the door. We just put cheese squeeze everywhere.
For real. Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. I miss cheese squeeze. Cheese squeeze was good.
I haven't had that stuff in a while.
I don't even remember how we cleaned it.
It was a Rinkin thing, man.
I saw it in Walmart in Rinkin. That's what I saw it.
Mm-hmm. We used to buy it there. When we lived in the Ham.
The Ham. Oh, F and
M. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Where was it? The Ham. The F. The effing Ham. Mm-hmm. That we S of Ham.
I know. We used to do a lot.
Do you not get my joke?
No.
The effing Ham.
Oh, that girl. Yeah. Good one.
We used to live in the effing Ham.
We used to do a lot of stuff in my neighborhood, you know? Like, remember that one morning?
Mm-hmm, we sat, your two white rocking chairs in the middle of the yard. And you got a big
yard.
It's not big, but it's like, people walk around, like, people were active in that neighborhood.
Uh-huh. Like, especially in the morning. It was kind of small.
Yeah.
But, like, people would walk around. It was nice and friendly. People were always out in the morning.
Especially your Chinese neighbors across the street.
Oh, yeah.
They were cute.
Definitely.
They were cute. Mm-hmm. And, like, awesome. we got those microphone thingies. They're, like, small at the end and the big at the end. And
the ones that, like, cheerleaders use.
Yeah. Like, Yeah, that's what they're like, yeah. And so, like, we both grabbed one of those, and we sat in the two rocking chairs outside in the yard.
In the middle of the yard.
I
don't know why.
I don't know why.
Where we got this courage. We probably had some cheese squeeze in our right hand.
Early in the morning, too. It was, like, 8, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, and that was early for us.
Yeah.
I mean, we was getting up at, like, 12. You know, we was up late playing Minecraft. Mm-hmm, we couldn't afford to get up that early. You know, we was in the middle of the yard in these rocking chairs. Mm-hmm. Cheese squeeze in our right hand.
And a microphone in the left.
Microphone in the left. And I don't even know what we used to do. We were singing.
We sang some songs. We did.
Yeah, pre-Becky and Becky, you know?
Yeah, for real. That was our lead up. And I remember your Chinese neighbor came out walking his dog.
They were so
And we were like, hey, good morning. And he was like,
we was trying to do a radio show.
Yeah, we were. Like this. We were like, almost like a podcast.
It was a pre-podcast, you know? And we was trying to be like, you got any requests for any songs? They was just trying to get to work.
They just kind of walked and we were like, hello, we talking to you.
We were like, hello. They were literally walking across the sidewalk. Yeah. We were like, hello.
Yeah. I just remember singing One Direction. I remember singing What Makes You Beautiful and Kiss You and stuff.
Oh, yeah, probably. Come on.
Just imagine. Okay, let me give y'all a concept. Just imagine you wake up on a beautiful, Saturday morning?
Yeah.
And, you know.
It smells, you know, nice and moist.
Like bright breakfast. And you just wake up and you're sipping on some coffee. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you eat some breakfast. The sun's shining through your window.
Your little Chinese kids.
Yeah. Your Chinese kids are running around. And you're like, I want to take my dog and walk this lovely morning.
Yeah. Like, my dog is just at the door, like, meow.
Yeah. Meow. Like, meow.
Meow, meow.
My dog is like, meow.
Come walk with me.
Yeah.
Meow, meow.
And so then you walk outside and you see your two neighbors across the street, like, and you know, that's what that Chinese was feeling. I bet he would have felt comfortable.
Hey, you Chinese.
Yeah.
You got any requests?
Tell us that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he felt comfortable. Like, I think he felt blanketed by light.
Yeah, and I think honestly, that was one of our tells that we need a podcast.
It really was.
You know, everything is just a big fat circle.
Big fat circle.
Everything in life is a big fat circle.
Should we explain to them a big fat circle? Because we're probably going to say it a lot.
Yeah. Big fat circle is like, it's kind of self-explanatory. It's like a big fat circle.
It's like a big fat circle. It's like when stuff connects, you're like, oh, it's like saying, oh. But instead, it's a big fat circle.
Yeah. So you're just like, you know, you're trying to figure out something.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, what?
It's
and
like,
you're just like, oh. And then you're like, oh, there's a circle.
You're like, oh, I saw this dude at Walmart and he looks familiar. And then he's like, oh, I'm your cousin. And you're like, big fat circle. That's why he looks familiar, because he's my cousin.
Gotcha.
Big fat circle.
Yeah, you're like, hey, who is that? He looks familiar. It's like, that's my Chinese neighbor.
Big fat circle. Exactly.
Well,
bye.
Bye.